Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio, it's AM 1020, KDKA. What a difference an almost day makes. 19-ish. Little hours. It's a Sunday afternoon. You can go ahead and straight up call it a sermon. Last night, did a show last night. It was wonderful. Oh, the show, if you want to relive the happy Pollyanna times, last night's show is podcast. It's on the station website. It's also on my social media. I repost it on Facebook. If you want to go back and listen to last night's Crotopia, we talked about good things and positive things and spiritual things and what we're learning about ourselves during these difficult times. It was nice. Today, not so much. Today is more news and some of the same news. I got home last night and the first thing I saw when I did look at my phone, I know, my mistake, was the Department of Justice wants emergency powers. Translation, the Department of Justice wants to suspend some of that annoying Constitution thing. Really? You want to suspend the Constitution at the same time people are twitchy because National Guard's showing up. Okie doke. Here's a text. This is just a dim hoax, says the text. Well, it's the best hoax ever if Rand Paul's in on it. Ta-da! Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, announced he's got the virus. Best hoax ever. The story about insider trading, that's heinous on two levels. One, you're a piece of crap. You broke the law. Two, allegedly, you used information that could have helped others that you represent. You didn't give them that information. You went so far as to agree with the administration that was specifically saying nothing's wrong, while at the same time knowing something was wrong because of the confidential briefings, you made a little money, little extra on the side. And both sides did it, and more names are coming out. The latest, Representative Susan Davis, she's a Democrat from California. She had shares in Alaska Air and Royal Caribbean until February 11th. Huh. Richard Burr, North Carolina. Kelly Loeffler, Georgia. Yesterday, or Friday, tried to explain it. Well, no, we didn't know. We didn't do that. The explanations, well, when I was 9 years old and I got busted doing the things I did when I was nine, none of these explanations would have even been worthy of tossing them out to try. And, and you know, when you're nine and busted, you'll throw out most of the stuff. Leffler, Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California, James Inhofe, Republican from Oklahoma, David Perdue, Republican from Georgia, all sold stock in late January and early February. And that is illegal. They are allowed. And listen to how the law is worded. This is just spectacular. It's illegal to do any stock trading based on private information, but they are allowed to do stuff based on public information that they find out on Capitol Hill, as long as they disclose them within 30 days. I think Feinstein said it was her husband. He doesn't know anything, or she didn't know anything about it, really. All right. It's simple, man. Which is more important to you, money or lives? That's it. And in this case, at least reportedly, it appears not only is money more important than lives, money is more important at the expense of lives. The issue isn't, well, I don't give a damn. The issue is actively not giving information to people that can be most directly affected by it, who you claim to represent, but making money on the side. Huh. There are all manner of names that are coming out in this story now. Please, once we get done getting masked for everybody and getting through this, please, somebody hang on to the list of names. All of them. This isn't about left, and this isn't about right. This is about right, and this is about wrong, and it's about having to decide as a country which is more important to us. And it's real tough to make the argument lives are more important to us when you see video of spring break. It is. It's a tough sell. Lives are more important. Well, not to them. Knowledge is important. Well, except to the county commissioner in Florida that said this can be fixed by blowing a hairdryer in your face. Becky in Spring Church. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Eddie. Hey, go easy, huh?
On what? What did I do?
Well, you might scream at what I'm going to say.
I would not scream at you. I only scream if somebody screams at me.
Okay, well, I'm not going to scream at you.
All right, we good.
Well, the way I'm looking at everything is nobody's prepared, and they're playing the blame game. I mean, you have too many chiefs here. The states, you know, the federal government, you know what? Come on. What's wrong with the states? All these fancy-dancy hospitals tout to be the best prepared for everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have no one has ever experienced this kind of thing before.
Mm-hmm.
And how could anybody be prepared for this?
Now I'm going to answer your question. You can at least be prepared for this by starting to take it seriously starting January 2nd when the administration knew about it, rather than say it's a political hoax and they're just trying to mess with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand. But and you know what? This Justice Department thing, it's going to move to martial law. Mark my words. It really is. And then you wonder, is this quote-unquote Trump to the impeachment proceedings? Because, you know what, I know this is moving.
Wait, I'm confused. What do you mean? Is this payback for the impeachment, you mean?
No. It's a big blow-up that's really didn't have to happen. Like everybody's saying, the flu has created more problems for people in this world, but it doesn't move as fast. I give it that.
Mm-hmm.
This is very contagious, moving very fast. And there's nothing to fix it. So now are we really just grabbing onto this and playing it up so that we can just roll over the election this fall?
When you say roll, you talking about not have an election? I'm not going to say that's not possible, because think about this: where we are right now, a month ago, you and I would have said, "Oh, that's not possible," but here we are.
Well, I thought it all along, because once you have martial law, you're not going to have an election, because it's going to be.
No, it's going to get sorted out before that.
I sure hope so, because there's too many people buying guns.
It's going to get sorted out before that.
Yeah.
You know, and there's an old Jerry Clower joke, and the setup is a guy climbs up into a tree to get a lynx out of a tree, wildcat, right?
Yeah.
And they're fighting and going back and forth up in the tree, and the guy in the tree keeps yelling down at the guy, shoot him. The guy at the bottom of the tree says, I might hit you. And the punchline is, just get up amongst us. One of us gets to have some relief.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to bust, and it's going to be better or exponentially worse well before November.
Well, I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. There's ways to drag it on. That's what worries me. There's just ways to drag it on. And
oh, yeah.
If there is a way, they'll use it.
Becky, I'm supposed to ask you, did you paint a groundhog or something?
Did I?
Did you? I got a text that wants to know if the painted groundhog rodent came back.
No, it was and we didn't paint the whole, we just put a dot on it. And they did not. So
okay.
I can't even go into what happened, but the groundhog is safe and living in a comfortable place. But now they're back again under my wood pile. There's a big, giant mound of dirt, and there's holes, and they're running around the yard, and it's a never-ending thing.
You know what?
I made your pork roast today.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah,
buddy. If you got bread, make a sandwich. If you don't, eat it.
I made homemade buns for it.
Oh, yeah. Good, sturdy bun to sop up everything.
Yep. Wonderful. Real good. Thank you for the recipe.
Yes, ma'am. Becky, thank you for calling. If you've never listened to this show, that didn't make any sense to you. If you've listened to this show, that might not have made that much sense to you. It's Crotopia on KDKA. News Radio, it's AM 1020. It's KDKA. Last night was a very wonderful, pleasant evening for me. I don't know how it was for you. That's none of my business. But last night, did a show, and there was no ranting or raving. It was positive, and it was thoughtful. And listeners calling provided that. I just sat there and dug it. Today is not that way. There's just too much news that needs to be talked about and paid attention to, including the continuing growth, hopefully, of the skill set of recognizing dumbasses. I hope society gets better at that every day. I hope I get better at that every day. I think maybe we can find some common ground where all of us can go, okay, that dude's a dumbass. The county commissioner in Florida that said this COVID thing, you can deal with that fine by putting a hair dryer in your face. Can we at least agree that that's a dumbass? The people that keep sending me texts, it's a Democratic hoax. Well, Rand Paul's in on it, I guess, then, because he just announced he's tested positive. This text, shame. Obama made it easier for politicians to inside trade. Dumbass. The law that actually applies here, which it's medium law, but before 2012, there was no law. And the president that you reference was the president when that law was passed. But thanks for playing. 866-391-1020 if you'd like to call or if you'd like to text. This text says you do scream for ice cream, right? Well, yeah. Ice cream man is coming! Yeah. I'm human. On the subject of subhuman, the owner of the Hobby Lobby has said, we're not shutting down. And the reason is because, and if I made this up in the middle of the night and woke up the next day and saw that I made this up and wrote this, I would punch myself somewhere. The CEO of Hobby Lobby says, all right, everything, we're going to stay open. The reason they're staying open is because his wife had a dream. And the dream was proof that God wants them to stay open. because, you know, fabric paint is what everybody's sitting at home twitching about right now. Barbara's his wife's name. She had a quiet prayer time. And I'm don't call and say you're mocking Jesus, you're mocking prayer. No, I'm not. I believe in both things very much. I believe when people say crap like this in the name of Jesus and in the name of prayer, it dilutes everything good about Jesus and prayer. Three profound words to remind us that he's in control: guide, guard, and groom. And by that rationale, they're going to stay open. And then the letter goes on to say, and there's going to be some cuts. And this is the guy that doesn't provide health care for his employees. And this is the guy that's worth $6 billion. And this is the guy that got busted buying stolen artifacts, religious artifacts. This is also the guy that wouldn't provide health care because that might allow people, their employees, to get birth control. All right. That needs to be discussed, because now you have employees that you're putting in harm's way. And if they like it or don't like it, too bad, so sad. And it's all based on your wife waking up in the morning and saying, oh, honey, it's all going to be good. People going to get their fabric paint and their glitter. Ella in Penn Hills. Hi, Ella.
Hello, Eddie. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, I'm living in God's heart and grace.
Well, that makes you three for three right off the bat, don't it? Good, good.
Well, we still have time.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm living for the people, and I have three posts that I received within one day. Today, I've received, it says, listen carefully to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, one from Judge Judy. She was in her kitchen cooking, and she says she hasn't cooked for ages, but her message was, listen to the rules. And also this morning, I got one from Willie Nelson and his son Luke, and he said they're going to be singing for us. So most definitely, it's the people. There's no money in the world to buy that comfort.
I hope what you say continues to be the case, Ella. That part about it's in your heart, I agree with that. And part of me agreeing with that, I'm troubled by that, because in some people's heart, it's not about people and it's not about staying alive. And we've had multiple demonstrations of it over the last week. It's about that other side of humanity, that side that says it's okay, which is more important, people or money? Which is more important, people or me going on spring break and getting liquored up? Which is more important, lives or my 401k? This text says, I saw a possum in my yard last night. Chill. They're soothing creatures, aren't they? You look at them and you go, yeah, all right, I'm a mess, but I don't look like that. I love possums for many reasons. The greatest reason is they do what they do. They got no real interest in dealing with anybody else. They're far more helpful than they're destructive. And they just go about their business. I'm a fan of that. Maybe that's what it's going to end up being. We're talking about Armageddon and different animals taking over. If animals take over, I suspect that it would be the possums, maybe even all the marsupials, that would be running the communes, because they seem like pretty mellow. Wolves are going to run the weekend, exercise retreats. Well, wolves are Malamutes. I had a dream that said, you guys better come to work or you're fired, because airbrush cleaning brushes are essential to life. So saith the shepherd. So saith the stock boy. Eddie says the text, if you keep Becky on for the whole segments, all your listeners would love it. I love when Becky calls. I've said this. I'd rather listen to Becky talk than me talk. Oh, my God. And that's true of most people. Not everybody. Eddie says the text, didn't Martha Stewart go to prison for insider trading? Signed, Trucker Don. Yes, yes, she did. And she landed on her feet. How much, if she ever goes back for anything, how much yard cred does she have that she's hung with Snoop? Seriously. I mean, she did all right before. She got in, did her time, got out. But to go back in, maybe a parole violation. Unlawful trade of cinnamon spice or something weird. If she goes back in, don't nobody mess with her in the yard. Hey, man, she knows Snoop. This text says, dumbassery? With a question mark? Yes. A word stolen from the TV show, My Name is Earl. A great watch if you've got time. KDKA Radio. News Radio. AM 1020. KDKA. If you're just joining the program, I'll get you caught back up. My pork roast stew recipe is well received. I shared the recipe last night. People are sending me messages. Hey, I did that. It was good. Well, I wouldn't tell you to cook something that's bad. And the painted groundhog update, they have not seen the groundhog. Well, hey, man, if I show up at somebody's house and they paint me, I ain't going back. And the word dumbassery comes from Earl's dad in the TV show My Name is Earl. Last night's show was not angst-filled. Today is not that. It's a simple question. I mean, it's incredibly complicated because of all of the different aspects of the question, but it's a really simple question. Which is more important, money or people's lives? Because that's what this is. This morning, somebody, well, you can't shut down an entire economy, you know, just because people get sick. At first glance, you think, oh my God, how heartless. At least it's honest. At least it's honest. Certainly it's honest in the week we saw where House members and Senate aides traded stocks when they were first just coincidentally finding out that this coronavirus thing was going to be bad. That's not just choosing money over life. That's actively letting people be in harm's way to choose money. That's worse. That's not greed combined with apathy. It's worse. The Hobby Lobby owner is not going to close his stores. Because, and I'm laughing to keep from screaming. I've already screamed enough. I'm tired hearing it. I'm sure you are. The reason that the Hobby Lobby is not going to close is because his wife had a dream and God told her everything going to be all right this morning. In the same letter to the employees explaining I'm not closing because Barbara had a dream. He also pointed, and tough times are ahead. This is the same guy that got busted for buying stolen religious artifacts. Clearly, it's about money. Or maybe not. Maybe God is just a huge fan of making sure everybody has access to glitter and paint that'll stick on sweatshirts. Jim in South Hills. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Eddie?
Doing all right, man.
I'm 68. I can put this in perspective.
Yes, sir.
Like in Watergate, they said, follow the money.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a story about 60 Minutes, about a year and a half ago in insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I majored in political science. I know how government works. Let me just tell you how it works.
Mm-hmm.
They get briefings, like Martha Stewart, for example. You know what they got her for? There was a cancer drug.
Didn't Martha Stewart tick off somebody? I thought Martha Stewart ticked off some congressman's wife, and that's what got the ball rolling with the investigation.
Well, it probably did. It probably did, Eddie, but here's what happened. They didn't get her on the – they couldn't prove insider trading. She got a phone call from a guy from the company who sold stocks short because it was going to be announced that the clinical trials were going to flush out, meaning they weren't going to work. So she got caught for perjury. She lied under oath. That's what they sent her to prison for.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. She probably did tick off. I mean, the corruption is so deep. But let me put this perspective, virus. I worked for 27 years as a trauma burn and wound care specialist. We actually had the CDC director come and speak to us when she retired. So I have a lot. I know a lot about how infections operate.
Sure.
You go into hospital, you have a much more greater chance of dying from sepsis than you do from coronavirus.
What are you saying? There's other sepsis, sepsis. No, I know, but there's other creepy crawly disease stuff that'll get you quicker.
You go into hospital, it's thriving with bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem is they don't wash their hands enough, the nurses and doctors. You know, all you have to do is have an invasive procedure. What that means is IV, catheter wound, surgery, you name it.
Anything that gets poked into anything.
Anything that has an opening. Now, with this virus, I wrote a little bit about it, and it attacks the lungs. The elderly are susceptible without a question. If you're overweight, you have a lung problem, you're going to have issues. However, a lot of people get the flu, bronchitis, pneumonia, die all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is how this is transmitted. Now, I'm not to say it's not serious. It is. However, with the warmer weather, like most viruses, most likely it will abate. I mean, he'll go down.
Well, no, Jim, I understand what you're saying, but listen to the phrases you're using. Most likely. You're putting that in people's heads that they're sitting at home going, and they're twitching at home, freaking out because they've got a cold, and all of a sudden they're thinking, it'll most likely, I hope it gets hot.
Well, you know what it is, Eddie? Most people are dying on what they're not up on. I learned that a long time ago.
Dude, that's exactly right. That is exactly right.
And it's misinformation and ignorance that leads to people. Like, I'm 68 and I'm on immune. I went out today and I saw people basically masks. And anybody will tell you the mask, this is a surgical mask, there's gaps in there. So it's not doing you any good, really.
Right. Well, that's, now, you know what? You're helping yourself psychologically, I guess, a little bit.
That's it. Basically, Eddie, you nailed it. You're very astute. I've seen young people out there wearing masks and. You know, basic things like washing your hands.
Yeah.
Don't touch your eyes. If you do get it on you when you get home, wash your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can't get detergent when you go to the store, because everyone's probably washing their clothes more. People are inside more in the winter. Why do you think the hospitals fill up in the winter? Because people are inside.
We're stuck next to each other more, and we pass the same phlegm back and forth.
I'm upset that Major League Baseball didn't start. You know?
I don't know. Wait, no, okay, no. No, no, no. Jim?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
There is nothing. I tell you what, I say this only half in jest. There is a part of my brain that says hockey may have been okay because of all of the disgusting disease-riddled everything in a hockey locker room. Mm-hmm. It's like you said with sepsis. There's some... There is no level of like a hockey locker room. That's football.
Sure
we're gross animals, is what it comes down to. We're gross.
The sign stealing was taken to a new level. Now that to me as a baseball fan,
there's acceptable cheating and there's unacceptable cheating.
You said this, Eddie. I heard you say it about a week ago. I was pitcher, believe me, and I was a pretty good hitter in high school. I didn't make the pros because I blew my arm up. But I will tell you this. Any hitter that tells you they know heat's coming, they just for heat.
No, they're going to camp out.
They're going to camp out. And as a pitcher, I had to always be careful to vary my movements on my hands. I don't want to have, a lot of pitchers will tell off their fastball with their curve on how they.
Well, it's either going to be bicep angle or wrist angle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're right. And hitter always, but when they start with the fact they're using cameras, hitting a garbage can with a bat.
Right.
That to me is going way off over the limit there. Now, that's what I mean.
Dude, there's acceptable, and you know this. You played sports. I played sports, Jim, and you and I both know there's cheating that's okay, and there's cheating that's not okay. Those unwritten rules. There are things that if you can get away with it, you can get away with it. It's the difference between craft and technology. If you're a pitcher and if you can do your cheating on the field in front of Jesus and everybody and don't nobody notice it, if you got an emery board in that back pocket or you got an emery board tucked up underneath the glove and you can pull it off, that's an art form. Using cameras, that unacceptable cheating. There you go, some sports talk for a second. Easy question, says the text. Today's money or the future of the human race and Earth as we know it? Signed, Lee from Irwin. You know what? I'll get back to you on that, Lee, but spring break's coming up, and I just bought a new suit, so I got to, you know what I'm saying? I went on a spring break trip like that once. Once. KDK Radio. News Radio, it's AM 1020, KDKA. Music there bumping in, provided by a band that recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I'm not bringing that up to go, ooh, cool. I'm bringing that up because it got referenced last night. And I've gotten a couple messages about it. I posted the trailer for the documentary that got talked about last night. I posted that on my Not Unhappy Facebook page. The name of the documentary is just Muscle Shoals, and it's about the music that came out of, the two different studios, the Rick Hall stuff with Fame, Muscle Shoals Sound, all those guys. That's what the documentary is about. That was part of last night's discussion. Today's discussion, music to freak out by. That's the difference, honestly, in a nutshell, in a musical nutshell. Last night's discussion was about people like Percy Sledge and Aretha Franklin. Today's discussion is about lyrics from a record called Pretty Hate Machine. Eddie, these elected politicians, please tell us who will bring these politicians up on charges. Where's Bill Barr when we need him? Well, Bill Barr is talking to the Congress about shutting down your constitutional rights, but just for a little bit. That's where Barr is. 866-391. You ask me. 866-391-1020. You can call or text. Hey, Eddie, says the text, just saw a groundhog run across the yard, painted on its side in orange. Duke says the end is near. I don't remember. I remember in Revelations, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I don't remember anything about a neon rodent. I'll double check it. There are people smarter than me about that. Bishop and Denora. How you doing, man? Thank you for waiting on me. What's up, brother?
I'm doing good. I got a few points, and I want to give you something that's funny that I think you'll like. One, I learned out of this, patience, we're going to get through this thing. Number one. Number two is, I didn't hear anybody talk about the sad, we lost a great legend in Charlie Rogers.
Who? Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers. Lost Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Great man. Fine time to leave me, Lucille. I love him. He was great, wasn't he? Number three is, uh-huh. I think these politicians that were involved in this, behind the scenes, as far as the stock market, they should be out of Congress today.
Well, but they're not going. If that was going to happen, that would have happened right after the news broke. Since then, right. Every one of them has said, "Oh, I didn't know about that. That's a blind trust. My husband takes care of that."
Right. That's the lame excuses.
Yeah.
Number four is that Corona has been going on for a while. It's on the Lysol bottles, and I've had my life.
No. Stop. Just stop. I saw a picture on the internet. Yeah, okay. Elaine in Homestead. Hi, Elaine.
Hi there, Eddie.
How are you, dear?
Oh, hanging in there.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. To answer the bishops, there are many coronaviruses.
Right.
And yeah, they may have been just referring to the one that causes a rhinitis. It would be a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Varieties of colds. I prefer this version of talk show that you have on today.
As opposed to last night?
Yeah.
So you, wait, I want to make sure I understand.
I'm sorry.
I'm here to please, but you would rather have me ranting and raving and frothing at the mouth?
No, not ranting and raving. Just give us the facts, you know.
Well, but here's the deal. Is there anywhere in media or communication or radio or television or internet, is there anywhere that you can go right now that doesn't involve this in some form or another?
It's a necessity. Eddie, I called to talk about UPMC, but may I also throw in a little something about Hobby Lobby on the end?
Sure.
Okay, dear. When I heard the report that UPMC was going to allow elective surgery, I said, oh, no. No, no, no. This is not a good idea.
When was that report?
You asked what's more important, lives or money.
Mm-hmm.
I beg your pardon. What did you say?
When was that report? I didn't see that they were doing
it. Yesterday. It was on the news.
Don't nobody need to be doing nothing elective that can be put off.
And all of the top echelon, the doctors in the inner circle, and from Dr. Fauci and all the rest of them said no elective surgeries whatsoever. And
Right. Here
UPMC is going through with it. It's not a good idea.
Okay. Now, what were you going to say? There was one more thing.
About Hobby Lobby?
One more. I just turned into Peter Falk for a second. One more thing. About Hobby Lobby.
Okay. Usually I'm a serious person, but I do have as Pittsburghers, we have a quirky sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
So here goes a little sarcasm, okay? So nobody takes me seriously. This is sarcasm as far as Hobby Lobby goes,
mm-hmm.
okay? If Julius Caesar had listened to his wife, there may not have been an encounter with a knife. Et tu, Brute?
You know what you should do? You should take that quote and write it out on a big canvas in glue and then use all manner of glitter, which, it's my understanding, is still available. Paul in Irwin. Hi, Paul. Wait a minute. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, man.
I'm just wondering if somebody who says we shouldn't shut down the whole economy because some people got sick,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if those people are referring to, or in my case, I would be referring to, shouldn't shut down the whole economy, which includes food and medicine. In other words, you have to keep food and medicine going even if you shut down the rest of the economy. You still have to keep part of the economy going.
Yeah, the essentials that we need to, you know, live every day.
Right. And it's hard. You know, there are a lot of arguments and debates about what's essential, but if you go with just food and medicine, there can't be too much of an argument.
Well, but food and medicine... Paul, I appreciate you calling, and here's where the governor really screwed up. Before you put out a list, understand there's going to be blowback from the list. When you put out a list that says this is essential and this is not and this needs to stay open and this, you guys got to shut down. There's going to be people that complain. GameStop, the people that sell video games and video game consoles, they said, hey, we're essential. And if you're a stoner gamer, you might feel that way. But, you know, if you can't play Halo 4 for a little bit, you're not going to die. Golf courses, we're essential. I like golf. I watch golf. How much of an idiot I am. I watch people hit something with a stick, go find it, and hit it again. That's tough to argue essential. Talked about it last night on last night's program, which you just heard she didn't like. We're finding out what really is essential versus what really is, you know, stuff we like. It is essential to have clothing. It is not currently essential that TJ Maxx has a 24-hour sale. There's difference by a lot. And what is essential for me isn't the same. I don't know if it's by design or by misanthrope tendencies or how I was raised. To be completely forthright, what's going on right now has only occasionally shown up in my day-to-day life. I don't go out. I don't go to, you know, I'm a hermit. I've got what I need. I had what I needed before. Since all of this happened, I've gone to the store twice, and I have not purchased anything that I wouldn't have purchased any other time. But I got to think about the people that can't say that. KDK Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.